Good evening. I give you a warm welcome. I'm sure you'll agree the chapel is uncharacteristically warm tonight. I give you a warm welcome, especially if you are a visitor. I ought to let you know there is a toilet. It's downstairs. Go down through that door. Downstairs, turn right. There'll be tea and coffee and some cakes to eat afterwards. If you're reading tonight, you come down straight away during the last verse of the preceding hymn, and we'll go straight to it. And then Vinny is going to give us a bit of a talk from the Bible. I'm looking around. I don't know where he is. I don't know if he's done a runner. He's gone home, said Vinny. Okay, there you go. What I'll do, I'll open in prayer, and then I'll ask Susan to come and read to us. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time of year. We do pray that we'll have a pleasant time tonight singing old and favourite carols. But Lord, we pray that we might think about their meaning. We ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Sorry, another reminder, make sure your phone is turned off. Thank you.
Numbers 24:15-19. And he took up his discourse and said, "The oracle of Balaam the son of Beor, the oracle of the man whose eye is opened, the oracle of him who hears the words of God and knows the knowledge of the Most High, who sees the vision of the Almighty, falling down with his eyes uncovered. I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near. A star shall come out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel. It shall crush the forehead of Moab, and break down all the sons of Sheph. Edom shall be dispossessed. Seir also, his enemies, shall be dispossessed. Israel is doing valiantly, and one from Jacob shall exercise dominion and destroy the survivors of cities."
Bethlehem, they entered in all day.
I'm reading from the Gospel of Luke, starting at verse 36. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a village in Galilee, to a virgin named Mary. She was engaged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of King David. Gabriel appeared to her and said, "Greetings, favoured woman, the Lord is with you." Confused and disturbed, Mary tried to think what the angel could mean. "Don't be afraid, Mary," the angel told her, "for you have found favour with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be very great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David, and he will reign over Israel forever. His kingdom will never end."
Christian men rejoice with heart and soul and voice, giving heed to what we say. News, news, Jesus Christ is born today. Hosanna, speak for him now, and he is in the manger now. Christ is born today.
Reading from Luke chapter 2, verses 4 to 18. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men." So it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds and said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds.
Amen.
joy I bring to you and all mankind. To you in David's town this day is born of David's line. A Saviour who is Christ the Lord, and this shall be the
Isaiah chapter 9. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this.
What?
Reading from Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and have come to worship him. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. So they said to him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people, Israel. Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared, and he sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search carefully for the young child, and when you have found him, bring back word to me, that I may come and worship him also. When they heard the king, they departed, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Then, being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country another way.
Traverse the fog, field and mountain, moor and mountain.
Verses 1 to 7. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth to Galilee in Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the lineage, he belonged to the house and line of David. He was there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Oh,
it's really nice to nearly see you. Now, there were two Liverpool boys who grew up together and they were at each other's throat. If one did well in maths, the other one had to be better. If the one was tremendous at poetry, the other one had to do better. And it came to time of choosing the nativity roles at Christmas time. And one boy, he was determined to have the lead role, which was Joseph. But it went to his mate. And he got the job as the innkeeper. And he said, wait till he knocks on my door. Well, off they went, and it was the day of nativity. And sure enough, Mary and Joseph knocked on the door. My wife is with child, and we need somebody or somewhere to have the baby. Have you any room? Yes, come in. Well, he went, we have never seen this version before. So Joseph said, what a crummy room. Come on, Mary, let's sleep in the stable. Well, it's one way of putting it across. Now, folks, I just want to speak to you. First of all, thanks for coming. If you come a long way, you're more than welcome. But Christmas is about four simple things. First, it's about a journey made. Okay? I don't mean the wise men. I don't mean the shepherds. I don't mean Mary, Joseph, and the donkey. I mean, 2,000 years ago, somebody entered this world who said he was God. He didn't say, I'm a prophet. He didn't say, I'm a good man. He claimed he was God. Okay? Now, you thought you were listening to Vinny. I'm actually David Beckham. As you can see in the dark. Now, here's the point, folks. When I say I'm David Beckham, I'm either telling you the truth or I'm telling you a lie. When Jesus said he was the Son of God, which he did in John 9, he's either telling us the truth or he's telling us a lie. You can't have it both ways. It's got to be 50-50. So what did his mate say about him, who lived with him? Peter, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Thomas, you're my Lord and my God. Mary, his mother, I rejoice in Christ my Saviour. All his friends said he was God. But then his enemies said he was God. Now, if you go for a job and you don't want it, get your enemies to write you a reference. But if you want the job, get your best reference. Listen to what the enemies of Jesus said. We know who you are, Son of the Most High God, Jesus. Have you come before our time to persecute us? Pilate's wife, have nothing to do with this innocent man. I've suffered much in a dream because of him this night. The man who put the spear through Jesus' side on the cross, he was certainly an enemy. Truly, this man is the Son of God. You see, folks, a journey had been made. And it's not, you know, figment of our imagination. It's not Peter Pan. Alan, I daren't ask you this, but what year were you born, Alan? Now, tell the truth. What year? 1979. 1,979 years after Peter Pan. Nah. After a person in history called Jesus Christ. You see, folks, Jesus came into this world. Nobody can doubt it. Go to any history department, AD, BC. So it's about a journey made. But guess what? It's about me and you, a sinner strayed. You see, I've done wrong. Have you? I have. And you don't have to be a notorious criminal to qualify to have done wrong. All you've got to do is do one wrong. So if I've been drunk, I'm a drunkard. And if I've told lies, I'm a lying drunkard. See what I mean? You see, if between me and Alan there was, let's say, a book and it had one page, and that one page was here. So there's Alan, there's me. I can't see Alan. Alan can't see me because it's only one page. But if it was a wall, we'd still be separated, wouldn't we? Ladies and gentlemen, You don't have to be a terrorist to be a sinner. You've just got to be yourself. You'll qualify. We've all done wrong. I don't know if you ever played that game. You play it when you're about 500 years old. It's called Crown Green Bowls, and you roll this lump of concrete on a green mat in the park somewhere. And you can't roll it straight, because if you try rolling it straight, it goes off at one angle, and that's the skill of the game, isn't it? We're like that. We go off. God knows we go off. I know I go off. You know you go off. And Christ Jesus came into this world to save me and you. Because, folks, God is so holy, he can't let sin into heaven. If he lets it in within years or months, it'll be like earth, broken. But he doesn't want that. He wants a world where happiness reigns and godliness reigns. And he has come to make sure heaven is populated. In other words, he's opened a door so you can go. Christmas is about a journey made for a sinner strayed, then a price paid. Because 33 years after this great event, Jesus born, they nailed him to a cross. On the cross of Calvary, God was saying, I will put the punishment that's deserved to you people on planet Earth on Jesus Christ. And Jesus says, I'll take the punishment. And that's why he was on the cross. It wasn't an accident. It wasn't because they all got it wrong or miscalculated. It was because that's where I've come. In fact, he said this. He said, for this reason I was born, and for this reason I've come into the world, that I should offer life to all. But to do it, Jesus had to take the punishment, the death that we all deserve. You see, Christmas is about a journey made for a sinner strayed, thee and me. And then Calvary's about a price paid. But folks, you only get the benefit when Jesus comes to live in your heart. You see, if I go to the doctors and he says, Vinny, you're not looking too well and I've got some medicine for you, and he gives me the medicine, I say, thanks, doc, that's wonderful. I take it home and put it on top of the TV. Do I get better? What if I know what the medicine contains? Still don't get better. What if I don't have a look at it, oh, isn't it nice? It's nice, this medicine. I don't get better until I take it. And that's what it is to be a Christian. There comes a specific time in your life where this Jesus, who loves you, who died on a cross to forgive you, who's risen and conquered the grave, the only person in history who's done it, can live within you. And that means you've got to say, Lord Jesus, I'd like you to forgive me and live within me. When you do that, your name is written in heaven. Your name goes in the book of life. Is it in there? The way it gets in there, you say, God, I'm going to, by faith, trust your word. And Christ Jesus came into this world to do a great job to save you and me. But the tragedy is most people seem to neglect it. They seem to sort of forget about it. And Santa Claus takes precedence over Jesus Christ. But when Jesus came, he said, I love you, I'll die for you. Hanging on the cross in the darkness, he took our sins. It was laid on him so that we may have our name written in heaven. Isn't that good? In 2010, my second oldest brother, Lawrence, died. He lived in Nelson. And he sort of lived there, but he also lived on a tractor. Because he loved his tractor. He dug holes all over the place, so he filled them in as well. But he was a ground worker. And I went to see him. And I said, Lawrence, I've come to tell you what heaven's like. He said, say it slowly. I want to get this. And the reason he whispered, he had esophagus cancer. He prayed with me to become a Christian. He said, oh, I see it now. And a big beam came on his face. He asked Jesus to forgive him. Have you done it? That's what Christmas is all about. Think about it. You might be 40 years of age and like that, it can be washed whiter than snow. You might be 50 years of age. You might be 150 years, well, feel 150 years. It can go. Because Christ Jesus came into the world to do a job to save me and you. He loves you. He died for you. He can give you life eternal. Can I just say, as the refreshments come round at the end, and they are supery, I do recommend this restaurant. Turn up any time. 2 a.m. is a good time to turn up. That really disturb people. But they have a lovely cafe at the back there and things, you know, for serving. I've got a little booklet here, and it's a Christian booklet. If you'd like to know more, just come up and ask me for one of those. Take it, read it. Have a lovely evening. Back to Alan. Thank you.
Reading from John, chapter 1, verses 1 to 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness, to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh, and dwelt amongst us, and we have seen his glory, glory as the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth.
Life to
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.
Amen.
Drinks and food will not be brought through. Vinny was wrong about that, but he was right about everything else. So do please stay and be refreshed. God bless you.